Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, recapping what I saw Monday on the second week of the Harvest Tour. Started with Paul Penner just north of Hillsboro. He'd been cutting 2 days, and with spotty rains, it had slowed their progress. The wheat was good, especially compared to last year, and he was just very pleased with how things were going. He did not want to track up the fields, though, if any more rain came, because he was wanting to plant double crop beans. Joe Bartle works at Cooperative Grain and Supply, and they've been receiving grain for about a week, been dodging showers in the area, and got a lot of harvest yet to go. Visited with Neil Williams, 6 miles east of Newton. He had 2 more days to finish a lot of good wheat in the area, but there's no excess moisture. The row crop all looks good, but they need rain soon, or that row crop will hurt quickly. Talked to Titus Beer, east of Newton, and he and his brother put up small square bales of straw and big round bales of straw. They were hooking up 2 trailers, taking them in, and they were getting close to the end of their straw and brome hay harvest. Mark Hardison, south of Rose Hill, with Kissinger Farms, they had 1 more day, and their wheat was really good there at Rose Hill. And the harvest has gone very well. Moved on down to New Salem Co-op. That's a seasonal co-op for farmers' grain out of Pond Creek, and they've been receiving wheat for 2 weeks. Certainly, the last of last week was the peak of their time, but they expected to be getting grain in there for at least another week, if not week and a half, especially considering the forecast that was coming on. Chet Smith at Schooler, he is a senior market grain merchandiser in that area. He says they're 90% done, but that still means there's a lot of grain flowing in there, and probably this harvest will be one of the highest amounts of wheat that they've ever brought into that area, if not the highest. They've been cutting since June 1st, and the area south of Wellington is more done than the area north. Finished up the day with Greg Reno, just west of Cheney. His harvest got done on Saturday night. The wheat was variable. Some of it was really good, and some of it was just fair. They barely have had enough wheat or moisture all spring to keep things going in the same situation with other row crops. They would like to plant some beans behind wheat, but there's just not enough moisture there yet, and if they got a good soaking rain, they would do that. Their ponds are low in the area. They're having to pump water in the ponds, and so they're really looking for additional rain to bring that up in shape. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from where I was on Monday.